It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on! Welcome in. This is the pregame show. God, those weekends go by fast. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm your host for the next hour, Joe Spadoni. We'll be getting into a lot. Not a lot of time to do it, so we'll dive right in. Good morning to all of you if you're just getting off work, getting ready for school, getting ready for more vacation, whatever you're doing. July's winding down. Before you know it, August is going to be here. And man, you know what August means? Training camp, football, college football, NFL. Man, I can't wait. I cannot wait. And this week, it's going to all start getting ratcheted up. Training camp for the Niners starts up. We're going to be there. Morning roast, Steiny Goop, Wednesday, Thursday, Hilton, Santa Clara. Be there, be square. We'll be diving into all of the quarterback battles. Offensive line, defensive line, corners, wide receivers, tight end, everything. We'll be diving into all of that all week long. So, again, be sure to get out there if possible. Hilton Santa Clara, Steiny Goo, not Willard Dibbs. They'll be here, but maybe you'll see them out and about at training camp early on that day. But it'll be Morning Roast, Steiny Goo, Wednesday, Thursday again, live from the Hilton in Santa Clara. Good morning to everyone on the Twitch and YouTube chats. Good morning to Nicole, El Guero, Stunna. Appreciate you guys chiming in at this hour of the day, which for some of you like Nicole, based out of Florida, Miami, right, Nicole? If I'm not mistaken, Nicole Diaz on the chat. Speaking of Miami, and you know it's a Monday here on the pregame show. We do MVP Mondays, you know, something like I like to do. You know, discuss about what happened in the weekend of sports, if you will. What happened is, you know, Giants scuffling. Haven't won a game since I filled in last week. And good morning to all my loyal pregamers joining me again after I had to miss last week. Bonte, he is back today with Joe Shasky. Enjoyed his time in Hawaii. But the pregame show is back. Giants, although I talked to Gabe Kapler with Joe Shasky on Wednesday, they haven't won since. You can blame me if you want, Giants fans. That guy's Spadoni, man. Could you imagine Gabe Kapler? Mm. Hey, Gabe, you know, you start off so hot. You won 5 on this current road trip, 5 games in a row. What do you think, went wrong? Well, this guy Spadoni was interviewing me and just asked the most ridiculous question. It really just threw me off. So much so that it's bleeding onto the team. Sorry, Gabe. But yes, the Giants are reeling. But they got one game, quick one, in Detroit today before taking on the Oakland A's, who dropped their series against the Houston Astros this past weekend. Took one game, but could not take that series. Speaking of taking the game, and I was mentioning Miami, Nicole Diaz, who is from Florida. She is Miami, confirmed on the YouTube chat. Be sure to search 95.7 The Game, like, subscribe on Twitch and YouTube, and be sure to download that Odyssey app. Favorite 95.7 The Game for all of your Golden State Warriors, San Francisco 49ers, San Francisco Giants coverage. But I keep mentioning Miami because this happened on Friday night.
Here it is. Messi! Couldn't have been any other way! Magnificent!
Oh, yeah. Lionel Messi, come on. It writes itself. Tied 1-1. Extra time already. Stoppage time, whatever you want to call it. Inter Miami taking on... who are they taking on? Someone. Cruz Azul. There you go. It was the League's Cup. Thank you. It was 1-1. Got about 4 minutes of stoppage time there. And then... That would have been it. But... got a free kick opportunity with the GOAT. He's definitely putting that in. Come on. Lionel Messi. Cash it. If you had any time goal scorer, a lot of people did. It's just, can't wait to see him. The tickets are going to be outrageous wherever this guy travels throughout the season or next season. And I do love the little PSA that Lionel Messi had to squads and venues that he may potentially not be traveling to. Hey, if you're playing on turf and not grass, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm out on that. And for a lot of teams, that's going to be the biggest attraction all season. It's going to be sold out. They're going to be ramping the ticket prices up. And can you imagine? Yeah, Messi's actually not going to play because you guys don't have actual grass. Good for him. Because every legit field over in Europe, whether it's in La Liga, the Spanish League, Ligue 1, the French League, Serie A, the Italian League, English Premier League, the Bundesliga, the German League, go everywhere. They're not playing on AstroTurf. No. They're not playing with the little rubber pellets. They're playing on legit grass. Because they're smart enough to realize their investments, hundreds of millions of pounds, euros, etc., can't afford to get hurt. Now, juxtapose that with the United States. Seems like we're still okay in some stadiums, MetLife, of allowing it to happen. So, good on Lionel Messi making his debut Friday. Good morning to all of you on the Comcast Business Text Line. 888-957-9570 is the number. Good morning, EJ. Highway 4. Now, Nicole, she's mentioned everything here automatically went up in price, including real estate, because he's here. It's pretty outrageous. Like, this is the greatest soccer player in the history of the sport. And you can talk about your Pelés, and sure, I wasn't alive for him, so maybe I can't speak to that during his prime playing days. Cristiano Ronaldo, okay. It's an argument. I'd say the argument's not the better overall player that Lionel Messi is. Goal scorer? Sure. Is that a lot of success? I think Lionel Messi winning that World Cup in the fashion he did it in against that team, that super squad in France who was trying to go back-to-back with Kylian Mbappe, Olivier Giroud, all those guys, Griezmann. Didn't expect we're talking soccer at 5:07 a.m. on pregame shows. This is what we're doing. It's a massive story. It's the greatest player in the history of the sport playing in the MLS. This is not like David Beckham, you know, 20 years ago, whatever that was, with the LA Galaxy. God bless him. David Beckham was a good player. Nowhere near what Lionel Messi is. Not even close. And obviously, David Beckham playing in the bright lights of LA, handsome guy. Who was he? One of the Spice Girls, Victoria Beckham. Sorry. Posh Spice, again, before my time. I was like 5 or 6 when they were popular. Sorry if I'm dating some of you. I'm getting up there. The big 3-0. The back's getting a little more sore and sore every day. This past weekend, specifically yesterday, hit up the Oakland Zoo. Had the baby girl strapped with the baby Bjorn. It's a good workout, I gotta tell you. I've been doing that a lot. A lot of hills in Oakland with the dog and the baby strapped on the chest. She's about 20 pounds. Yeah, she's a big girl. 9 months. In the heat. She's got her little hat on. She's got all her sunscreen. She's fine. The wind's good. But walking up some of those hills with her and the dog, it's a good workout. Should ask Gabe Kapler this past week if he's ever tried that one. Guy's a fitness nut. Didn't want to take up all of his time with fitness questions, though. But again, Giants, not a great weekend. They've lost 5 straight. They got a makeup game in Detroit today before taking on the A's in a couple games here for the Bay Bridge series. And I'm not going to overreact too much. It's just a streaky team, right? Like, it's kind of what they are now. And they're still in the wild card. Like, I look at this bunch of teams. They'll be in there towards the end. I'm confident in saying that. You got the Reds, Diamondbacks, and the Giants, all separated by a half game. Reds up half game on Arizona and San Francisco right now in the wild card column. And hell, if we're just going, you know, by division, it's, look, they're only, what, 4 back? Come on. Not done. And any of this talk about selling, buying, we already know what Farhan's going to do. A little bit of both. Buying or selling at the deadline, which again is August 1st. Next Tuesday. And we'll have all that action leading up to that. That'll be exciting. What is Farhan going to do? What should he do? Well, there was talks over the weekend from MLB insider John Morosi via the MLB Network. Giants sniffing around Justin Verlander, potentially. New York Mets pitcher. Obviously a year removed from a Cy Young with Houston. But that's only willing, if he is willing, that is, to waive his no-trade clause. Which, if I'm Justin Verlander at this stage of my career, it's probably more about winning. You already got your money. It's gotten paid. I mean, it's easy enough for me to say, but this guy wants to add on to his legacy at this point in this stage of his career. He's already a Hall of Famer. One of the greatest pitchers, if not the greatest of his generation. You can toss him and Kershaw. I'm probably taking Verlander. Potato, potato, whatever. Tomato, tomato. But that's the guy I would absolutely be all in on. If you get him, and listen, I know Cobb and Webb got roughed up this past weekend. Until I see it again, I'm just going to say it's a one-off. I'm not too concerned about it. But if you could add Verlander into that rotation, I do believe it is a World Series type of rotation with those top three guys, the way they've pitched all season long. Again, I'm saying it's a one-off as of today for Webb and Cobb. If they do it 2 times in a row, then it can get a little concerning. But they think they've earned the benefit of the doubt thus far with how they have pitched this season. 888-957-9570 if you agree with me on that. Good morning to all of you lovely, lovely people getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for vacation, whatever you're doing. Hope you all had a lovely, lovely weekend. This is Joe Spadoni. It's the pregame show. Talking Giants. We were talking Lionel Messi for a little bit. 415, speaking of Messi. No way he's better than Roy Kent. Roy Kent. I'm assuming that's a Ted Lasso reference. Haven't seen it. I know. One of the people that has not seen it. Is it Apple TV? Yeah, see, so many damn streaming... So many, guys. I just... Streaming services are just... I can't have all of them. I mean, I got Peacock. I got Netflix. I got Paramount. Let's see. I've got Disney Plus. What else do I got? I got Amazon Prime Video. That's 5. What am I missing here? I don't have Hulu. No, do not have that. Don't have YouTube TV. Nope. I think that's it. I'm trying to go through the list of what I do, what I don't have. That's it. Nope. I got HBO Max. Sorry, called Max now. No, it's 6. It's too many. I can't do the Apple on top of it. I'm sorry. That's where I draw the line. It's just so many damn streaming services. How many? I'm curious. Here on the pregame show at 5:30, how many streaming services on average? I'm sure some of the listeners have. How many streaming services are you subscribed to at 888-957-9570? I'm truly, and how many are you actually watching? Because I feel like I'm only watching Netflix for, I don't know, some trash TV, Love is Blind, Cobra Kai, and Seinfeld's on there. I have that in the background occasionally. The Witcher. So that's about it. Disney Plus, it pays in itself if you have kids. I don't even need to explain that. I got two little ones. That's easy. I'll probably have that the rest of my life. Simple. Gets straight to the point. I love it. Peacock is good because it has a lot of sports-related things, specifically for the Giants, baseball, Premier League, the Open this past week, and they have a lot of different stuff. So that, and also I love The Office. I'm going through, and HBO Max, yes, great movies, easy if I need something to watch. Also House of Dragons on there, Sopranos, The Wire, if I want to rewatch all that stuff. That's great. Outside of that, I'm probably stretching on Amazon Prime Video. I probably don't need it. But I have Amazon Prime, so it's like, eh, might as well. Right? Yeah. Nicole says she has all of them. Joe, did you watch the Steph doc? I have not yet. Heard great things. It was actually, they had a showing at Grand Lake Theater in Oakland. I'm only a few exits away. Sam Lubman, who had just moved there, producer extraordinaire and host of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. Check it out wherever you can find your podcasts. But he lives near there, and he said it was awesome. He went to go watch it. And I'm meaning to. I need to. I'll find it somewhere. I'll find someone's password or something and find it on Apple TV. There's so many damn ones. I just can't. I'm exhausted talking about it with all these streaming services. Can't do it. But it will be interesting to see going forward if your favorite team are just going to be like, actually, the only way you can watch is through the streaming service. Damn it! I download another one. Man. 888-957-9570 is the number. El Guero, Oppenheimer, potato, tomato, whatever. Oppenheimer was legit. Okay. Anyone see the Barbie movie? Both of them got really good reviews, so I'm interested in both. We went out to Plank out in Oakland this past weekend. My brother-in-law was visiting in town, so we took the kids in. If you've ever been to Plank, it's fun. It's over in Jack London Square. Easy. They got bowling. They got arcades. Outdoor seating, eating. It was beautiful this past weekend, so we had a good time. Their concert was actually canceled, is why we went. Paramore at Chase Center. They had to postpone. Yeah, I learned that. I kept saying suspended last week when the Giants got rained out. Postponed. So they're going to make up next or 2 weeks from now, I believe. August. So 2 weeks from now, they're going to make it up. But we went to Plank this past weekend, and it was nice. Warm and all that sort of stuff, but there was a lot of people dressed up in hot pink. I was like, oh, maybe there's like going, there's like a club out here or something. I don't know. There's a lot of people dressed up. Very provocative. I was like, oh, wow, okay. People just having a good time on a Friday night, Saturday night, whatever it was. Days are all mixed up now. Saturday night. And, yeah, lo and behold, they were going to the Jack London Regal Cinema right there, all dressed up in their Barbie outfits. I was like, wow. So I'm very interested to see which one did well. Maybe they did, both did. I mean, we talked about it all last week. You're either an Oppenheimer or you're a Barbie kind of person, or you're like me. You can like both. It's all right. It's all right. 888-957-9570. Although the Oppenheimer jokes are kind of getting a little out of hand. I was like, this. Let's relax, people. It's all a Sacramento River Cats tweet this past weekend. Yikes. Let's not be doing bombs away jokes in regards to and talking about Oppenheimer as well as home runs. Like, this is an actual thing that happened, people. Like, World War II called. Like, come on. Like, one of the greatest atrocities in the history of mankind. Making jokes about it for home runs. Let's have a little more class than that, please. 888-957-9570. Good morning, my family, on the YouTube chat. We are streaming live on Twitch, on YouTube. We're talking Giants right here. We're talking Lionel Messi. Talking about your weekend, MVPs of this past weekend. No one on the Giants that I can think of. They're reeling right now. But again, get right game, specifically today, makeup game against Detroit. It's an early one. They got a couple games against the A's coming up. I wonder how those are going to feel. Fascinating to watch what unfolds there. It's going to be at Oracle Park, and I would hope that there'd be some sell chance. I'm actually pretty confident that there's going to be a whole crowd in unison either tomorrow or Wednesday with sell chance. I think highly of Giants fans. I like to think Giants fans think highly of A's fans. I know we like to, you know, rib each other during the Bay Bridge series, but really, this kind of series this year kind of means something else. I mean, just look at the standings. The A's are not doing anything. You could say it's, oh, this is the A's. It is their World Series. They're going to come out guns blazing. I don't know. Sure. How many people on this team will actually care about it other than Mark Kotze, who was a part of it? Tony Kemp? All right. Ramon Laureano? Eh. Sure. But obviously this means more than the game of baseball these next few days as it pertains to the Giants and Athletics. Speaking of the Giants, what are they going to do here ahead of the trade deadline? I wouldn't say they're in a tricky spot. They're right where they need to be. They're contending for a wild card spot. And they're not quite yet out of the division race either. So is the sky's not falling to me. Is it for you? 888-957-9570. They're 8 games over. They're 100 games into the season now. Got 62 left to go. Let's see where it goes. If they finish 500, you're probably looking at a playoff team. You got the D-backs you're tied with right now. You got the Reds just a half game up on you. Philadelphia right behind you, then Miami. Of all those ones that could take your spot, you got the Cubs at 5.5. I'm writing them off. Padres are interesting. They've been hanging around, and I'm still waiting for them to make a big push forward. And maybe they put all their chips in the table yet again at the trade deadline and double down on this season. That is possible. They're 4 games under right now, 5-5 in their last 10. Just dropped their last one, but maybe that's a team you look at and say, listen, it's now or never for the San Diego Padres. Or do they look at this and be like, we got to sell. Listen, this isn't where we need to be. This isn't where we want to be. And maybe if we sell now, we can salvage some, replenish the farm system going forward, and we'll be reset heading into next season. Maybe they do that. I just don't think that's how they roll down in San Diego. Miami, pick and choose their spots. I wouldn't expect them to be major buyers at the deadline. Phillies are an interesting team. That was a team that just won the National League, just in the World Series. They're 5-5 in their last 10, but they were hot just a week ago. 7 games over now, half game back of the Giants in that final wild card spot. It's a team to keep an eye on when it comes to major, major stars. Because they're a big market. They love their baseball. Yeah, we know they love their football. Shout out Joe Shasky and Ponte Hill, Philadelphia. But that's a team I would circle on as potentially another major buyer at this trade deadline. Obviously, you got your big names there, the Dodgers, the Braves, Brewers potentially. Then you got the Reds. I've heard reports they're not really. They're sniffing around maybe if the price is right, but they have so many young guys, young talent they don't want to part with early that I think they're pretty content with where they are. Maybe an arm here or there. Middle of the order bat potentially. And that's really the spot for the Giants. And I've been underselling it. Here I am thinking that it's just pitching that the San Francisco Giants really need and that the bats will wake up. Once people start getting more and more healthy, it'll be fine. The thing with baseball is, shame on me, these guys, such a long damn season. Guys get healthy, and then another guy will drop off like that. That's just what it is in baseball. It's a war of attrition. Who's going to be there at the end? Who's going to be the last one standing? Who's going to be the team that's streaking at the right time? Who's healthiest at the right time? That's usually the team that gets it done. Now, you do have your Houston Astros, your Atlanta Braves, the teams that are stacked top to bottom that can afford to lose some guys. And certain players, of course, you can't, but hell, we've seen in the past major, major players be out for teams, and they go on and win anyways. Just think of Ronald Acuna Jr. for the Braves a few years ago, right? You see these things kind of happen. Dodgers, They're the Dodgers. They're always going to be in line for these major guys. Always. Shohei Ohtani, the closer and closer it gets, the more and more I'm thinking he's not going to go. And that's kind of the sense I'm hearing from a lot of the insiders. They don't believe that Shohei Ohtani is being traded at the deadline. And listen, if you're Artie Moreno, do you want that to be your legacy? That's the argument, right? It's like, oh, he's going to have to live with this the rest of his days. All right, well, if he just leaves in free agency, is he still living with it? Like, what's the difference to me if I'm the owner? I get something at least, right? Yeah, but you're the guy that traded one of the greatest talents in the history of the sport, if not the greatest. Who cares? He's a billionaire. Think he's losing sleep over that? Come on. I feel like Rick Barry there. Come on, people. 888-957-9570. It's the pregame show, Joe Spadoni. If you'd like to weigh in, that is the number to call or text. The Comcast Business Text Line, 888-957-9570. As well as the Twitch and YouTube chat. Thank you. We are live and streaming. Search 95.7 The Game. Like and subscribe there. And also be sure to download that Odyssey app, favorite 95.7 The Game, for all of your San Francisco Giants coverage, as well as the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Again, Joe Shasky, Sam Lubman hosting that. New episodes out every single week as it pertains to the Giants. I'm sure they will have a lot to say about this recent skid, what it means heading into the trade deadline, and all of that. We've been talking MVP.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Because it is an MVP Monday, so who's your MVP of this past weekend? Could have been Brian Harmon, who won the Open. Golf clap for Brian Harmon. Appreciate that. The American. Always nice when an American wins. The British Open. Oh, you can call it the Open. I could call it the British Open. That's what it is. Playing Great Britain. That's what it is. But congrats to him. His first ever major. Going to have some sound from him on the other side as it pertains to him winning it, because maybe those English and those, the Brits out there, you know, we like to think of them as the classier type. You think of that English accent as it pertains to their fandom, and especially in the sport of golf. Obviously, it originated out in Scotland over there. We like to think of them as, you know, the classier of the golf community. Well, Brian Harmon thinks otherwise, and he had some thoughts on it. I'm going to have some thoughts on the other side as well. More Giants talk, more Lionel Messi talk, more San Francisco 49ers talk, as training camp is just a few days away. Yes, the rookies have already reported, but all the veterans will report later this week. And we will be live and local Wednesday, Thursday. Morning Roast, Steiny Goo will be live from 49ers training camp at the Hilton in Santa Clara. You can be there or be square. And we're going to take a break, 888-957-9570, and come on back. This is the pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. It is the pregame show. Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Talking Giants. Five-game losing skid, getting swept in our nation's capital. Not what you want, but again, got a little get-right game today. Quick one in Detroit, makeup game, before coming back home and taking on the Oakland Athletics in the Bay Bridge Series, and very interested to see how that one's going to go. I would expect some sell the team chance breaking out. And yes, even if it is at Oracle Park, I think Giants fans, a lot of them, most of them, I want to say, arm in arm with what A's fans are dealing with right now because they went through it in the early 90s. Joe Shasky, who will join me here next segment for the crossover of the Morning Roast, you know, he talks about it. Similar to what happened with Giants fans, they thought their team was moving to Florida and was going to become the Rays. Obviously, that didn't happen. The Rays got their expansion team. Giants stayed here. Barry Bonds, Oracle Park, the rest is history. Three World Series later. Can something happen with that with the A's? We shall see. Takes an ownership group that kind of wants to stay here. So, we'll see what happens with John Fisher and co. But I'm going to be very interested to see how the fans react to these next few games. Because kind of does have a sad feel to it this year. I don't know. Maybe it's just me being an A's fan. But, you know, this is the one game out of the year if one of the teams were good, one of the teams were bad, or both teams were bad, it doesn't matter. It's a nice little rivalry. And we saw it this past year as it pertains to the Raiders and Niners, and I think that's always going to be there because it's football anyways. Played each other every 4 years, so it's like that's always ramping it up even more. Obviously, they played each other a lot during the preseason. I think they're getting back to that. Played each other last preseason, they'll play each other this preseason. Hell, they're training together in Nevada this year, so can't wait for that. And by the way, speaking of training camp, the Morning Roast and Steiny and Goo will be live from the Hilton at Santa Clara this Wednesday and Thursday. Go meet the guys. Go say what's up. Hilton and Santa Clara, again, Wednesday, Thursday for 49ers training camp. Morning Roast, Steiny and Goo live from there. Good morning to all of you on the YouTube and Twitch streams. Just search 95.7 The Game. Like the video. Always like the videos. And subscribe as well. Ring that bell is what Sam Lubman has told me to say. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text via the Comcast Business text line. And be sure to download that Odyssey app. We've been talking MVPs of the past weekend, talking Brian Harman. He has some interesting things to say in regards to winning the Open this past weekend. Also, Lionel Messi. I got to play it again. I mean, this guy's the GOAT. And did we expect anything else when it was 1-1 with stoppage time in the 94th minute, whatever it was? Come on, give it to me again, Apple TV.
Here it is. Messi!
Inter Miami taking out Cruz Azul. That was this past Friday evening out in Miami. Place was going nuts. You had all the stars out there. You had LeBron in a bucket hat streaming the whole thing. It was a vibe, as the kids like to say, as Lionel Messi makes his debut. And, of course, he scores for Inter Miami there. Taking on Atlanta United tomorrow, so that'll be a little interesting. I'm interested to see how many people watch just because of him. I'm sure internationally that's the case, but here domestically, very fascinated to see. Because Inter Miami, relatively new team, obviously David Beckham, part of the ownership group out there in Miami. Very interested to see how it is grabbed out there. I'm sure they're gassing that up. We have Nicole Diaz on the chat, who is a P1. She's the best. Love you, Nicole. Pre-game show, Morning Roaster, all of it. She's locked and loaded. She's probably going to make the YouTube Mount Rushmore of chatters. She's the best. And she's based out there. And she's saying it's everything. Real estate, everything's just booming because of this guy. That's the kind of power he has. Like, we're talking international star power. And yeah, Stephen Curry, sure, he has that. He can go to China, he can go to parts of Europe, Spain, all these different places, sure. But it's nothing like Lionel Messi. LeBron, nothing like Lionel Messi. This guy, and maybe because he is smaller in stature, he's, you know, not the most outspoken guy. He's very quiet, but the way he plays the game is so loud that everyone just sort of gravitates to it. You see, like, kids everywhere. They love Lionel. I see Messi jerseys everywhere. I've been seeing Inter Miami jerseys here because of that man. It's just, it truly is. And I'm not going to say it's going to change how we view MLS, but it could have the impact, a way greater impact than what David Beckham did back with the LA Galaxy in the early 2000s. 888-957-9570 is the number. Welcome in. This is the pregame show. I'm your host, Joe Spadoni. Breaking down this past weekend of sports, Giants have lost five straight. And listen, I'm not saying it's ready to start trading the farm, doing all this sort of stuff. No. Stop. They're 54-46. They're 8 games over 500. They're tied with the Diamondbacks. They're half game back of the Cincinnati Reds. Let's all take a deep breath and exhale. Okay? Half game over the Philadelphia Phillies, Miami Marlins. Marlins feels like they've been punching above their weight class all season long. 2-8 in their last 10. We'll see if this next stretch here in the next few weeks, if they don't fade out of the way. Because that's another team gone. Well, the team that's a little far back, 6 games back, I expect to make a run at some point still, are the San Diego Padres. I just think they're so damn talented. They just have to at this point. And the longer they hang around, the more I think they're going to make a run. That's the thing. If they hover around 500 for these next few weeks, I do think they have a run in them. And they don't want, if that's, speaking of teams you don't want to see get hot towards the end of the year, that's one of them in the San Diego Padres. And just looking at this Giants schedule now, how many more we got left against the Padres? We got August 31st through September 3rd. It's a 4-game set. That's the series I'm going to circle. End of August, beginning of September, that could be a tone setter for things to come as it pertains to the wild card spots. Dodgers, feels like they're going to win it. I know, again, it's early, July 24th. It's all relax. Spadoni, you're talking about a month from now. Well, trade deadline's next week. And there's rumblings from John Morosi of MLB Network that the Giants could potentially be interested in trading for Justin Verlander. Now, Verlander has a no-trade clause. He'd have to waive that, but I'm sure he would. Just looking what the Mets are doing. And my God, what an ugly performance from the Net. The Nets, too. And the Mets from yesterday in Beantown. Yikes. I think our own John was there. Producer John works here at 95.7 The Game. I think he was at that game. God love him. At least he was there for a Boston win. Speaking of fan bases, I get a little rowdy. They take an L. You know, it is just a baseball game, that one. Praying for you, Johnny boy. 888-957-9570. But I just, as it pertains to the Giants right now, this is kind of who they've been all season long. Streaky. 5 losses. They have 5 wins coming into it. And 5-5 in their last 10. So what Giants team are they? Are they the one that won 5 or lost 5? The answer is yes. They're both. And I get it. It's frustrating. It's maddening. It's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Don't know what you're going to get. But that tells me you can't sell or buy, really. You got to do what Farhan's been doing throughout his tenure, which is doing wheeling and dealing. A little of both. Move off of a Darren Ruff. Get a J.D. Davis type. Those are the type of moves I'm looking at. And maybe he'll have a Chris Bryant type of transaction as well. We shall see. What do you want to see from Farhan Zaidi leading up to this trade deadline. 888-957-9570. I'll ask Joe Shasky on the other side for the Crossover. This is the pregame show at Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Pre-game show rolls on. Joe Spadoni, joined shortly by Joe Shasky for the Crossover. Joe Shasky co-hosts the Morning Roast with his guy Bonte Hill, who is back today, enjoying Hawaii this past week. I was filling in for him. So great to see Bonte Hack, and I'm sure he is going to be having a lot to say in regards to what went down with Draymond Green. And going on the Pat Bev podcast, because he wasn't there to react to any of that. Joe Shasky, you ready for all those bottled up Bonte takes?
Of course.
You're excited.
This is the easiest show of the year for me.
Oh, there you go. You
just sit back into the raft and let the current take me down the river.
Much like Bonte did in Hawaii. So exactly. That'll be fun, dude. Oh, I love a good river, too. Just chilling in like an inner tube or something like that. How was the wedding this past weekend, buddy?
It's good. It was good. I had a great time.
You actually made it. I saw you had some takes on the traffic via your social media.
Just don't start me. Here's the problem with the traffic. You get these. No, I'm dead serious on this. You get these concrete layers or whatever the hell they're called, right? They're from like Modesto and Ceres, California.
Rice weddings.
They come into San Francisco and it's like, we've got to put cones 18 blocks ahead of where the actual work is done so that you merge 47 feet away from the actual intersection before, you know, seven intersections away from where the actual work is done. And meanwhile, you create bottlenecking all throughout the city.
Yeah.
Why are we working during the day?
Well, you're telling me.
No, I'm asking.
I leave here at 12:30, about 12:30 every day. And I swear to God, they've been working on this left lane on the Bay Bridge heading towards the East Bay for at least 3 years now. I was like, why is the left lane always closed at 12:30? I need to go home. Stop.
And then, like, God bless construction. My family's all in construction. Use your damn brains. Who is the person laying these things out? Because you're ruining traffic, not just in that little congested area that you're in, all throughout the city.
Listen, I love it because I love the construction. I love you're finally working on our roadways, and I've seen a lot in Oakland. They're finally fixing High Street. They're doing all this sort of stuff. I forget the street heading into Alameda near the shopping center and Ross, like that. They're working on it. That's great. I'm glad we're fixing the roads, but please just do it when no one else is driving.
Here's a great example.
Midnight to 8 a.m. or whatever. I don't know. 10 at night to 5 in the morning.
No Friday work. Sure. How hard is this? Like, how hard is this? For example, you go up to Petaluma. Anybody that's gone up to Petaluma. From Novato all the way through to Petaluma, they had one lane carved off. They weren't even doing any work.
Yeah.
We've been working on the stretch from Novato to Petaluma for 50 years.
Man.
Caltrain, figure it out.
Speaking of working on something for 50 years, it seems like that with Farhan Zaidi, Joe Shasky.
No, I don't even want to get to them because the Giants aren't worthy. They aren't worthy of my rage.
Wow, you're squashing my segue there? I thought that was pretty good.
Because they're not worthy of my rage. You lose to the Nats in the way that they lost to the Nats.
It's a blip. They're fine.
Steph Curry was saying night-night to the Giants season.
Oh, come on.
All right, but just put that to the side. I'm watching Scott Rolen get into the Hall of Fame.
What?
There wasn't one day of Scott Rolen's career where I feared him more than Ken Caminiti. And Ken Caminiti's not even close to a Hall of Famer.
Speaking of which, whose birthday is it today, Joe Shasky?
I don't know. Whose is it?
Barry Lamar Bonds.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Happy birthday, Barry Bonds. How old is he, Sammy?
He is 59.
Oh, my God. He'll be 60 next year.
I still puts together a better at-bat than Scott Rolen in his prime. No, but like, I'm dead serious. At no point in Scott Rolen's career did I fear him more than Jeff Kent.
No.
Gary Sheffield.
Hell of a player, but no, I'm not.
It's a joke. He played for the Cardinals, so everyone blows him, and no one wants to call it what it is. I'm so sick. You know what it is? The Cardinals are like the Steelers, where we just all, I mean, they played for an iconic franchise.
He made that catch, so he's got to be in there, even though, you know, Fred Biletnikoff, way better numbers, all this sort of stuff. Cliff Branch, better numbers, so we have to wait till he's dead, then we can put him in. Yes, I agree. It actually kind of does piss me off with stuff like
that. If I'm looking for my all-vanilla fall-asleep team, Scott Rolen's on that team.
There you go.
I mean, but give me a break. He at no point in Scott Rowland's career did anyone go, can't get a beer now, Scott Rowland's coming up?
I saw, it was on social, it's funny you bring that up. It was coming up on my social, it was like, Larry Walker, who was inducted just recently too, was like interviewing him. I was like, this is honestly two players I could not give a rip about and also couldn't name if you told me who they were, that they were professional baseball players. Like, you could have threw them out on the street. I was like, who's that? Oh, it's Scott Rowland and Larry Walker. Who?
And baseball loves to put their nose down at people like, our Hall of Fame is the most exclusive. Not when you're letting in garbage-ass Scott Rowland.
No, it's the biggest
underperformer.
It's turned into the biggest snooze fest of all the 100%. Hall of Fames. Like, NFL, and they get everything right because it's the NFL.
Yeah, it's the NFL.
But, God, they turn it into a whole production.
Yes.
They gas it up all week long. They do a whole thing prior to the Super Bowl. Who's going to get inducted this year? It's a really cool thing. I didn't even know what was happening this past week in baseball.
It's a joke.
No one cares.
It's a joke.
And it sucks because, Cooperstown, when I see it, like, when they broadcast one, I was like, man, this place is beautiful.
Of course.
You should be gassing this stuff nonstop, but it goes back to baseball. They could get out of their own way. Like, the MLB draft, they finally did it right, but I didn't even know the MLB draft was happening until literally, 30 minutes before it happened. I didn't even know it was happening.
Because I was losing my mind about watching it.
You texted it, and then it's like, oh, cool, it's on. Yeah, I can watch it. And then I can see Rob Manfred get booed.
Look, it's not the end-all, be-all, but, when I saw that, I was like, get out of town. Oh, we have the most exclusive Hall of Fame. Give me a break.
No, you're getting so exclusive that it's become, dumb. I don't even care anymore. Oh, Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds aren't in there? Okay, miss me with
Would
that.
Would you then. Rather watch
Scott Rowland really is better than them?
That's
Please.
What I'm saying. Would Please. You rather watch five pitches of Ellie De La Cruz right now or Scott Rowland's entire career with a montage 3-minute video? I'm watching Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Brent Rooker strike out than that against the Houston Astros.
Very good player. Very good player. We elevated him because he played for certain organizations in the Midwest, and it drives me completely insane.
888-957-9570. Who's your MVP of this past weekend? I said Lionel Messi, Brian Harmon.
Love the Messi thing was incredible.
Dude, it's just
all the angles and everything.
Sick.
I was trying to think about what it would be, and I guess the equivalent would be like Albert Pujols going to Japan right now,
yeah.
or someone equivalent to
probably like let's see,
like an aging guy.
Aging guy. Let's say Mike Trout in 3 years goes to play over in Japan.
Okay,
because Lionel Messi has just won the World Cup with Argentina. Like, he's not completely washed.
But he's trying to find the sports equivalent, like the American. Would it be LeBron going to China?
That'd be one. Yeah.
Right now?
Probably right now.
Even though we know he could still play in the NBA?
Yes.
Right?
Like right now would be that kind of impact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty incredible.
Steph in a few years maybe going to play in Spain or something that.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Watching that, two big takeaways. Number one, I mean, talk about a flair for the dramatics. First game, you're getting a walk-off.
There's so many celebs there,
incredible.
Too, just to watch it. Just the atmosphere looks sick. Do you see, real quick, before we get into that, I love Messi calling out all the stadiums that he's not going to play at if they have AstroTurf. He's like, yeah, I'm not playing there. I'm not risking my career for you guys because I still want to play for my country, Argentina. Good. Wake up, NFL stadiums.
Well,
MetLife Stadium. Invest in grass. It saves people careers. You don't think this guy who plays on grass in all the other major leagues, in La Liga, Bundesliga, English Premier League, all these places, a multi-billion-dollar leagues, none of them play on turf, Joe Shasky. Because they've realized it long ago that it causes injuries.
But 100% hear you.
And I know they don't play.
I want to listen to the scientific argument about, let's say, for example, the Washington surface, where it gets so bad, it's so muddy and so frozen. I do believe there's a scientific argument of it could be, I'll listen to it. It could be as dangerous as a turf field and yet easier to maintain, blah, 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 blah. I'm with you, though. If you can, you got to be able to fix the grass.
I look at a place
in Chicago? They brought in Bermuda grass from Florida.
Yeah. It's listen. Just do all the research you need to. If you could have out in desert, and they have a dome, they've figured it out where you can do that. And in Arizona, they have the ones where you grow
golf courses.
Seriously, come on.
I mean,
well, if you play in Green Bay on grass, you can play anywhere.
Yes,
that's what I look
that
at.
I would agree.
That place is a slot. Place is a hellhole as far as weather goes. And I'm not saying Green Bay is a hellhole. Don't cut me up. No. Saying as far as the weather goes. This is very scary kind of weather, and they get through it just fine. MetLife, Giants, come on. Yeah. Jets.
Wouldn't you also agree, after watching Lionel Messi, pink is an underutilized for sports in general?
And I think it just works. Miami's kind of
perfect.
They've already culminated and cornered the market as far as pink as a color goes. Because you look at Marlins, it pops. The Miami Vice, it pops. If the Dolphins incorporated that into something, moving forward. Like, just make it a thing like Pittsburgh does.
Well, they were early on the turquoise. So.
They did, but Marlins have turquoise, pink, black.
Well, they
can have like their, I don't know if the NFL do this, their own city edition going forward, which would be kind of a cool thing.
Well, theirs was the Cuban Havana ones. Remember, they had the red sugar. Yes. Sugar cane, or I forget what they were called.
Yeah, yeah, but very
those
cool.
Those were sick.
But I always liked how Pittsburgh, all their sports teams,
yeah, black
all their
major,
black, like that's Wiz Khalifa. Come on,
I mean, it's incredible.
It's pretty sick. Like just having that unified as a city to have that. Now we look at San Francisco and the Bay Area, like they're so unique, iconic, right? You look at San Francisco, iconic uniforms, Giants, iconic, and Golden State Warriors.
Don't get me started on uniforms; they'll give me straight ADD.
Really?
Remember last week?
Well,
in the middle of a segment, I just
the crossover at 5:45. You can bring it up, Joe Shasky. You can discuss it. We got the Vikings. Who else? We got the it was the Seattle Seahawks, right? Yes. Is it Steve Largent? You're all about the uniform talk.
All right, here's who the MVP of the weekend is for me.
Brian Harmon?
No, it's not Brian Harmon.
In his wiggle, they were calling it.
What it's was
it?
Steph Curry.
Oh, what did he do?
Well, I mean, the doc dominated everything that everyone was talking about all week.
How was it?
I thought it was. It was good. It was good.
Okay.
We've been kind of so saturated with docs lately that I wanted more.
Okay.
I didn't think that they dove deep enough. It felt more like a Davidson story than it did a Steph Curry story. Didn't really find out about you know, where he met Aisha and their relationship and things like that. Didn't touch on golf at all. Didn't touch on his brother, you know, and like the family, because the family is very, very, very important, clearly. Like, there was a lot of elements, you know, him and Monte, Don Nelson doesn't get interviewed. Like, there's a lot of left on the cutting room table, but he's still playing. So I'm holding out hope that down the line there'll be a sweet 15-part or 8-part or whatever doc that kind of dives into all of those things. It was very, very good. It left me wanting more, and maybe that's the best strategy.
There you go. You know what else leaves me wanting more? Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky, 95.7 The Game.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.